With the majority of the NFL's offseason now in the books, free agency, the draft, etc., did Washington gain ground on Philadelphia? Did they lose ground on the Eagles? Or is it the exact same as it was when the season ended? Look, you have to look at Philly's offseason as well. Philly lost some key players on defense. There was some discussion that Goddard could get traded because he's got 1 year left on his deal. That did not happen. And the Eagles did not select a tight end in the draft. The Eagles drafted five defensive players to start their draft, including Jihad Campbell and Andrew Mukaba, the safety from Texas. They added Azeez Olajuwon during free agency, the Giant player. They also added Adoree Jackson. But they lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They lost Darius Slay, a couple of others. But they still have the core of what made their defense great coming back. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith, Zach Bond, N'Kobe Dean, who we didn't even see in the championship game because he was hurt, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, the two outstanding rookies from last year. Philly's depth defensively with Bryce Huff and with Blankenship, although did he start last year? He may have started. Offensively, not much at all is going to change with Philadelphia. It's going to be A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and, of course, Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts and that offensive line. They signed Cam Jurgens to a long-term deal after, he took over for Jason Kelce and played well. Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, they're all there. What Philly did lose is they did lose their offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, to New Orleans, where he will be a head coach. We know what Washington's done. I think, it's fair to say that defense is still a question mark. Adding what they added in free agency, they wanted to get bigger. They got bigger with guys like Kinlaw for sure and Goldman. They, lost Chin. Maybe it was okay because they like Will Harris a lot and they got him for half the money. They added depth at corner with Jonathan Jones. They drafted a corner in the second round in Trey Amos. I personally feel like Debo and Laremy Tunsil in particular make offensively this team even more dynamic than it was last year. You're also going to be in year two of Jaden Daniels, year two of Cliff Kingsbury. You didn't lose Cliff Kingsbury. You didn't lose any significant coaches, coordinators in the offseason. I think Washington probably gained a little bit of ground. Not a lot. A little bit of ground. And part of it goes into just the psychology of chasing down a defending champion. And we know that defending champions have a lot to deal with as defending champions. Now, the schedule, which you can never really predict, but the schedule on paper going into next year will feature much better offensive football teams and quarterbacks that they will face and just better teams overall. But so will Philadelphia. So I give you the answer just a little bit. They've gained a little bit of ground, just barely a little bit of ground. A lot to me relies on year two in a defensive scheme that had good players in it last year, but didn't produce consistent results. What we get from guys like McGee in his second year, what we get from Marshawn Lattimore, I think will be huge. Ben mentioned it, and I think this is a big year for Daron Payne, not just to be a big-time run stopper, but to get back to putting consistent pressure on the quarterback. But I will say they gained a little bit of ground on Philadelphia. I don't know if it's enough to oust them from the division perch, but I think they gained a little bit of ground. Before we get to calls at 301-230-0980, what do you think, Max?
Sorry, say again?
What is your answer to the question?
Sorry, I was preparing the update. Please fulfill me on the question.
Yeah, the question that we've asked callers, which is, did they gain ground on the
Eagles? I'm sorry.
Yeah, gain ground, lose ground are the same.
It's interesting. I'm the eternal optimist, so I'm going to go with gaining ground, while that is ever so slight. Because, I mean, the Eagles, it's just so tough with the massive front that they have. And they're beefing up the offensive line to take on the front that the Eagles have on their D-line with Jalen Carter and all them. But I'm still worried about D-line. Edge is, as callers have said, as people have said, you know, at post-draft, edge is still kind of an area of concern for me. Now, the team may not see it that way. They might feel that they're a lot deeper than the public at large thinks. But I'm going to go with gained. I feel like they've, you know, made the right moves here. I think Jalen Lane is an incredible addition. They've fulfilled the Olamide Zaccheaus spot or the hole that was left by OZ. So I'm kind of, okay. You know, I think they're gaining ground, right. Slowly but surely.
You think they've gained ground? I think they've gained just slight ground.
Yeah.
Aveen, go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, Kevin. I'm going to say gained. I think it's interesting. You don't see a top five-ish offense add two different tackles in the offseason, make two significant investments at tackle. Like, that's just something you don't see from a top five offense. So the offensive line is revamped. How much does that improve the running game? How much more explosive does that make us? Is Jaden able to drop back more? Jaden Daniels, year two, he has a trajectory of adding things to his game every offseason. So offense, I think, is definitely going to be better. Defense, we added a lot of bodies, a lot of big bodies. It's Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn's one of the best defensive coaches. I think just from the coaching and the young players like Newton and Sandersville, you can see some improvement there. And with Philadelphia, you know, they relied so much on a historic season from Saquon Barkley. He's coming off a season where he played 20-plus games, had 500-plus touches. Is he going to have another historic season? They had the most dominant defense by far. Just knowing the year-to-year variance with defense, are they going to be that dominant again? Even if they're, like, the fourth-best defense, that's a significant drop-off.
Yeah, no, right.
And just to wrap up, you know, they're offense was up and down. Like, Saquon Barkley had a historic season and they still only finished 13th in offensive DVOA. So I'm just thinking that, you know, this can be, they can be shakier than we think. They kind of cruised with their defense and run game, but, you know, there's variance to that.
All right. Good answer. Well thought out. Appreciate that. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, what do you think? Did they gain ground on Philly, lose ground on Philly, stay the same with Philly after what we have now, which is the majority of the offseason in the books?
Hello, to the W. How you doing, big guy?
What's up, big boy?
Listen, man, this question is, like, perplexed to me because I don't know. Honestly, did we improve our roster? I would say 100% yes, we improved the roster. But we talking about, did we gain ground on Philly? But did we gain ground on Dallas? Because Dallas had a better roster than us coming into the season. They might have had a good season record-wise, but we know why that was. That was injuries. Did we gain ground on Detroit? You can't tell me if we played Detroit in week two or three that we're coming out of Detroit with a victory before the injuries hit them. So you ask,
but we get to play them at home, I think.
Yeah, but I'm talking about last year. Did we get it right? But my whole point is, I go by the Kevin Sheehan rule of thing is, we won't know about a draft until 2 to 3 years later. So, you know, and we got we behind our division 4 years worth of drafts. we was 0 for 4 in the Ron Rivera by these other guys was making good selections. So I look at it like, did we?
So you called in here to tell me you don't know?
No. Listen, we improved our roster, yes. So I would have to say we gained some ground, but as far as how much we gained, man, it's like real minute to with the.
You're giving the smart, well thought out, intelligent answer because we really don't know. But that's not fun. We gotta have this is.
I don't wanna be a homer, man. I want to be the realist. The realist in me is telling me we won't know.
Well, the realist is you don't know. It's the right answer. Yeah, we don't know because,
we don't know.
All right.
And you hit it on the mark, though. If we get good production out of these second-year players and second-year players in the organization, then I would say, hell yeah, we gain ground. Because that's the key right there. Because now your draft picks and your free agent picks and your trades are starting to bloom. So I would say, hell yeah. But we won't know until we get on the field, man. But if you just want to look at it on paper, you would have to say Dallas had a hell of a draft. I mean, the Eagles, you got to give the Eagles of the benefit of the doubt that they had a hell of a draft.
If anybody deserves the benefit of the doubt, it's probably them. Yeah. All right, let me roll. Let me get in some of these calls before I got to say goodbye. Thanks.
Hail to the W.
Yeah, Lap. Did they gain ground, lose ground, or stay the same with the Eagles in the division?
I don't know if we gained ground. I think we improved. I think we're still going to be a competitive team. I'm just concerned about the defense, you know, really getting stops. And my thing is, if you can't be that elite top 10 defense, you got to hold teams to field goals or force turnovers or get off the field on third down. You know what I'm saying? And if our offense is healthy, especially Debo, I think we can score with the best of them. So we just have to play, and Cliff Kingsbury's back. I think this offense will really open up. And as long as Jalen got protection, we should be good. But we got to figure out how to stop the run and do a couple of those things. But we'll see, man. I think we'll still be competitive no matter what. Still got a chance to make the playoffs.
Thanks, Lap. Appreciate it. Those of you that were on hold, sorry. I got a hard out. We're out. Get to you guys tomorrow. Chris is up next.